You also became known as a divorce attorney.
Yes, and I did work for the bar, too. I was president of the Tulsa County Bar Association at one time.
Everybody likes to talk about divorce, I guess, and so maybe that's why you also became known as a divorce attorney.
That's correct.
Wasn't it said that you know it's a bad day if you saw Sam Daniels' business card on your wife's dresser?
That's correct.
You represented many women in divorce cases.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, everybody in a divorce case gets to be represented by somebody. I had a reputation for fighting very hard for the underdog, and every woman in a divorce case perceives herself as the underdog because their husband has told her that she needs to perceive herself as the underdog because she is the underdog. You know, talks down to her. By the time you see a woman in a divorce case, she's beaten flat, usually. Not so much now as previously, because women are far more assertive now and should be than they used to be. My mother and father got a divorce. It was a whole different story. So I fought hard for my women clients and was fortunate enough to be very successful in making sure that they got what they were entitled to, regardless of what their husband thought, you know, pack your bag and get out.
In many of these cases, the husbands were hiding the assets.
Yeah. I had to do a lot of that.
You were very vigorous in finding those assets.
Well, all the guys were the same. They thought they were impervious to being discovered. Anytime you get that cocky, you're eventually going to get caught up with.
Did you kind of have a little team that worked with you on that, and finding these assets?
Well, the young lawyers in the office would help me and work with me, but I would principally try the case. But I had a lot of help.
Finding.
And I've always had a lot of help.
And to discover those assets.
And evaluate them.
And then say to the husband, did you overlook this?
Yeah. I represented a lot of husbands in divorce cases, too. But principally, I got my reputation as being a successful divorce lawyer by representing women who were on the low side of the situation.
Yeah, it had to make you feel good to know that they were going to be taken care of. You became an expert in family law as a result of all that. Down through the years, how has the law affected children of divorce cases?
Today, children are entitled to get their own lawyer. They're called guardian ad litems. They can be represented in their parents' divorce case if the court thinks that it's appropriate to do that. Custody, it used to be that the women always got custody of the younger children. That's not true anymore. Husbands are custodial parents all over town. We've learned that fathers can be good parents without the help of a wife, just as it used to be where women were good parents without the help of a husband. But now the teeter-totter is in the middle.
Yeah. You had to see very sad, sad cases of families breaking up.
Yes, I have. But if you remain professional and stay above the fray, you can be better at what you do. If you don't get involved, you don't let it take you with it.
Yeah, if you're not emotionally involved, then
that's correct. And I've managed to remain objective in every divorce case I've had, whether I'm on the husband's side or the wife's side. I'll tell them the way it is and the way it's going to be or the way it might happen. That's the way to do it.
Didn't you help Pepsi-Cola get started here in Tulsa?
I did. I was one of the original owners of the Pepsi-Cola franchise here in Tulsa.
You were one of the owners?
Yeah. Dick Hughes and Phil Hughes and his sister and I owned the Pepsi-Cola bottling company for a while until Dick wanted to sell. Joe Branham started it. That's an old-time Tulsa name, Joe Branham. He was Mr. Pepsi-Cola around here, and he sold the Pepsi-Cola bottling company to Dick and Phil Hughes and their sister Leslie and me.
How long were you involved in ownership of that?
We bought it in 1960, and then we sold it probably 45 years ago.
And that was the time when Coca-Cola was the rage. And
that's right.
Pepsi was second banana to them.
Second, way down, second right. banana.
So was that a good business deal for you?
Oh, yes. It was an excellent business deal for me.
And you got in on that because you were an attorney?
Because I was an attorney, good friends with Dick and Phil, who are both gone now. I keep saying that. I wish it wasn't true.
You prefer Pepsi over Coke to this day?
I've never been a soft drink drinker.